On Borrowed Time, written by Evan Green and read by Steve Shanahan. On the fourth day of his holiday, it began to rain, and Malik, sitting on the veranda of his
boudet
and gazing at the sodden palms and the flat grey sea, felt a kind of perverse satisfaction that the weather had become so bad. This, he told himself, was what he should have expected. A week of rain to round off the worst month of his life. He drank more beer and thought of Pasco and wished the man was a mile offshore in an open boat. The bastard might even drown. Relishing the thought, he stretched his bare feet towards the edge of the veranda. Raindrops splashed on his toes. It was a good feeling because the drops were fat and warm, but if it kept on raining, he'd go nuts. He'd decided before he arrived that he wasn't going to like this island. He was in no mood to like any place. But if it rained until Saturday, he'd hate it, and he could be a passionate hater. He emptied his glass. A tall Fijian jogs past, carrying a pair of palm fronds on one shoulder. He wore shorts and a torn T-shirt and had the build of a Greek god, and his hair was a helmet of minute curls that shimmered with raindrops. He was one of the men who'd come by boat from a village on some island beyond the horizon. They were going to rethatch the roof of the resort's main building. They were always laughing. "Bula," the man called as he ran and gave a smile that flashed like light on a piano keyboard. Malik raised his glass in salute. "Bula," he said softly. Wonderful language. One word was all you needed. He stood and watched the man run along the path that wound in measured curves through the gardens. Such colours and shapes glistening in the rain. There were golden palms, blood-red frangipani and pink hibiscus, massed hedges where lush plants with leaves of green or yellow or purple fought for the light, huge blackwoods with trunks like wrestling serpents and crowns of tree ferns that hung on their upper limbs like hats tossed on a rack, and everywhere, tall or short, straight or twisted, the ubiquitous coconut palm. There were hundreds of them. Beyond the big trees, he could see the roof of the main building, rising like an arrowhead and as high as the tallest palms. It was built in the fashion of a chief's hut, which impressed guests but meant it needed a new cover of palm fronds every few years. Some of the men from the other island were perched near the top, hanging on carelessly, ignoring the rain, plaiting fronds and laughing and chattering. The sound reached Malik as the faint twittering of birds. He went inside and got another beer from the small refrigerator. What should he do to pass the miserable night that will surely follow this miserable day? Seduce one of the two young nurses from New Zealand? Or both of them? He laughed and took his beer out on the veranda. Fantasyland. He wasn't capable of seducing a blind kelpie. Maybe tonight he'd surprise them all and be sociable. Have a game of Scrabble with the tall woman who played every night and won every game. She was a compulsive winner, he had decided, which would make the match not only interesting but a contest between opposites. If he won, neither could handle it.